Greetings! You are listening to We Own This Town Music, a podcast dedicated to showcasing new and notable music from Nashville and surrounding areas. I am your host, Michael Eads, and this is volume 156. Last week was such a fantastic episode of showcasing new music, I'm gonna do it again. I've got a couple of interviews on the horizon, but for the time being, expect just straight ahead new music offerings. I've been trying out this tagline, local music is good for you. What do you think? Too corny? I like it, but I haven't really felt confident enough yet to really lay it out there. Before we begin, I'd like to remind you that this show is part of a collective of shows in the We Own This Town network. This week, there were new episodes from Thick as Thieves, our Art Heist podcast, and Liquid Gold for all things beverage. The Thick as Thieves episode was the finale for season one, so if you've been sleeping on it, now's the time to catch up. I'm feeling a little bit anxious right now because there's several new shows in the hopper that are on the precipice of being released, like, so soon. In fact, one of them is so close, it's killing me not to share it, just a little bit of it with you right now. So, here it is.
As Garth Brooks, what were the challenges for you in creating the Chris Gaines character?
In this project, what we found most of all is it's hard to tell between what is real and what is fantasy.
He was a rocker who liked fast cars and even faster women.
Sex. That's the greatest thing about being a musician.
There's no more way, Tim.
It's very strange to see that come out of his face.
What I brought back was something that the critics said I never had. Something I never thought I had. I brought back soul.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Gaines.
Yeah, that's right. Ashley Spurgeon and myself are doing a Chris Gaines podcast. The fictional character that Garth Brooks created in 1999 and released a rock record? Yeah, we're doing a podcast about that. The time is now. We worked real hard on it, and I am overjoyed to get it out into the world. It's not officially released until Monday, August 5th, but if you're the creative type, I bet you could find it right now. I'm a bit hesitant to mention this, but the Nashville scene is doing their Best of Nashville 2019 poll right now, and I'd be lying if I said I didn't want some show on the network to be nominated for something. So please head over to bestofnashville2019.com and in the best podcast category, put in something like Hot Minute, Nashville Demystified, Bandsplainer, Liquid Gold, My Fantasy Funeral, Thick as Thieves, San Dimas Today, or even We Own This Town Music. I won't beg you, but I also won't not ask you to do it. Okay, enough of that. Head on over to weownthistown.net, hit podcast in the nav, and you'll see all of our fine content that we have to offer you. Consider subscribing. I'm sure you'll like it. If you want to get in touch with us, we are at We Own This Town on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. We're also streaming on Spotify, Apple Music, Google Play, and all the other things. These are facts that I must remind you of every week. I have done it now. Finally, onto the music. I had a really hard time slimming down the selections this week. Even with the 8 that we're about to hear today, I had to leave some folks out. I'm very sorry about that, but that's a hell of a good problem to have. So enough jibber-jabbing, let's hear some music.
Thank you.
right. That was Sean Thompson's Weird Ears with Raspberry Pi, the second track off his concept album, Time Has Grown a Raspberry. Let me give me some background directly from Sean himself. Quote, "This album is inspired by a dream my dear friend had. In this dream, I wrote a song called Time Has Grown a Raspberry. I decided that is about as good of an excuse to write a concept record as any. It's about someone who gets fed up with rapidly gentrifying neighborhoods and moves to the country to live on a raspberry farm, falling in love with nature in the process. $4 of each sale will go to the Nashville Food Project." End quote. That last bit is particularly noteworthy. Please hit up the episode detail page for this episode of We Own This Town Music if you want to grab a copy. And in the process, you will be donating some funds to the Nashville Food Project. Pretty sweet. The list of folks involved with this record is damn impressive. Ornament functions as the backing band. Spencer Cullum Jr. of Steelism lends his pedal steel to several tracks. Annie Williams, Peter Stringer High contribute vocals. The whole thing was recorded and mixed by Jake Davis, who you may remember from our interview episode on Volume 143. It's a lot of heavy hitters. It's a delightful album, too. It's got that kind of country feel, but it's a little psychedelic, obviously. There's a track on there called Seasons Passing that's instrumental, and it's this swell of guitars that I really wanted to play, but decided on Raspberry Pi as the track because I got a lot of music to play this week. That song's a little longer. Anyway, it's great. Long story short, go hear this record. You will enjoy it. Period. End of statement. Thank you. All right, let's go on to the next thing.
We'll be right back.
That was Future Crib with Friends! Exclamation point. From the Friends single. Based on context clues and sensible thinking, I've got to imagine that Future Crib has an album coming down the pipe soon. This is the third single in just a few months. And I just looked at their Instagram page, and yes, there is a 10-song LP coming out September 6th, and they'll be playing the High Watt on September 7th to celebrate. Great. That is good news. I am glad that I actually looked at that while I was talking. I really love this song. It's got kind of a 90s slacker rock vibe to it, and I can absolutely imagine myself listening to this at excruciating volumes in the car, screaming along. I mean, maybe not at my current age, but when I was a younger man, absolutely. There's also a crack in the vocals that, like, really reminds me of Sam Coombs from Quasi, so much that I'm immediately smitten by the whole thing. There's an melancholy desperation to the lyrics, that whole "I've wanted to be your friend for a long time." It's pretty heart-wrenching, but it's a rock song. Damn, good job. Looking forward to that LP, Future Crib. Keep them coming. All right, next up, a doubleheader. That was Fade Me Away from Thad Kopeck and Kale Tyson. Honestly, this one might be a bit of a stretch to include here. There's a new EP entitled Who Hurt You that's listed as a collaborative EP between Tyson, who now resides in Los Angeles, and Thad Kopeck, who certainly still resides here in Nashville. From what I've read, the writing and recording of these tracks was a very collaborative effort between the two, but the lyrical duties were distinctly separate. So, yes, it has L.A. resident, former Nashville resident, Cale Tyson on there, but it's also got plenty of Nashville Thad Kopeck. And if you know their respective styles, it's clear that this work was quite collaborative. So, anyway, it's my show, so I'm giving myself a pass here because, you know, Cale used to live here, and Thad does live here. Thad's album Center is magnificent. Cale's previous works that were released here are also awesome. I can't hate on the guy for moving away. He did record it here in Thad's studio. There's Nashville all over it. It gets a pass. I give myself and this track a pass. I'm actually looking forward to that EP quite a bit. All right, let's keep going.
Hysteria.
That was Nordista Freeze with Wisteria, a standalone new single. There's actually a new record called Big Sky Pipe Dream that he's been recording between shows, but as someone that played 300 shows over the last 2 years, his downtime seems like it might be a little sparse. So there's no details on when that record might be available, but who cares? This is a great song. Lovely harmonies, fun vocals, that delightful little guitar break, and overall, a perfectly dramatic presentation. There's obviously a Beach Boys influence peeking out from time to time, but that is not a complaint. Also, the timing on this release could not be more perfect, as summer is kind of winding down. It fits quite well. I'm going to try and catch Nordista Freeze next time they play in town, because I have heard that the show is fantastic. I'm really loving this song. I'm liking the previous releases quite a bit, too. I want to see it. Anyway, that's just a little personal note from me. And now we will move on to the next song.
Thank you.
That was Luis Prince with Half Acres. This single was announced along with the news that the full length that it comes from will be released in 2020 on Last Gang Records. It's kind of bonkers to imagine that 2020 is so close, but that's just a few months away. That's the future. 2020 is the future, and we're almost there. I've heard a lot of people gush about Luis Prince, which I don't know if I'm pronouncing his name correctly. It could be Luis Prince, Luis Prince. You get it. But this is my first taste of actually hearing it. I know he played a handful of shows last year at some point at some really beautiful venues with a lot of people that I respect. Just a presentation that seemed really fantastic. All the artwork and the posters and everything I've seen kind of connected with this undertaking has been stunning, frankly. There's clearly a lot of intention and planning going on here. That song is a smooth jam, but I like how there's a bit of like grumbling cacophony that builds and overtakes the end bit there. It's an interesting dichotomy. I have no idea what to expect from the album, but I'll be keeping my eyes and ears out for whatever the next single is. I have to assume there's going to be another single prior to the album release, and I'm going to get on it. All right, let's keep going. Let's turn it up a little bit.
Something that I can't deny.
Baby Brains with Dream Demon from the split single Candy / Dream Demon. I'll be honest with y'all, I don't know much of a damn thing about Baby Brains. It seems to be the work of one Amanda Stever, and there are a good handful of tour dates that the band is playing all over. I think that's about the extent of it. I can tell that it's an enjoyable blend of 50s doo-wop drenched in modern reverb. I think there's actually something sinister about it, but I can't quite put my finger on it. So, not much to report beyond that. I saw that they played the 5-spot recently, and apparently it was a real barn burner of a show. I'm sad to have missed it, but apparently Baby Brains does a damn fine job with the live set, so go check it out. Okay, let's keep going.
Thank you.
I'm With You from The Weird Sisters off their recently released self-titled album, The Weird Sisters. There's a really great piece up on the Nashville Cream explaining the history of this band. They started as a duo, they grew into a trio, and eventually settled into a quartet with the addition of vocalist Caitlin Crawley. They hadn't been a band long before recording the album, but apparently felt quite energized by finding their proper form. That song has a great 70s vibe to it, and frankly, the band has a knack for injecting some humor and a bit of absurdity into their work. It is, in a word, fun. It's an aspect of music making that often gets overlooked. I am confident that the live show is a real party. The album is out now, so go give it a listen. It's linked on the episode detail page. And now we head into our final song. I struggled to pick a good representation here without also picking a monumentally long song, but I think I did it. This track is instrumental, but it's right under 5 minutes, so strap in. Thank you. That was Diatribe Convoy from Holy Mountaintop Removers off their brand new album, Tonight the Machete Dreams. The band's short bio is pretty much perfect. Quote, imagine if Jadorowsky and Morricone met up in rural Tennessee. End quote. Not exactly a blend that is easy to imagine, but I'll be damned if it's not all of those things. Holy Mountaintop Removers have been at it for several years, and this new album was technically released in May, but the vinyl version just came out into the world here in August, so we're calling that a release. Generally, the band is an entirely instrumental undertaking, embracing a spaghetti western meets post-rock meets dystopian soundtrack kind of vibe, which is awesome. But they actually have two tracks on this new album that have vocals. Those tracks are in excess of 6 minutes, which frankly isn't all that long for a band of this ilk, but I know how attention spans can be, so I chose not to include it here. That being said, it's an immersive album that should be enjoyed from top to bottom, so go enjoy it from top to bottom. And if you happen to be hearing this on August 3rd, 2019, go see them at Dark Matter tonight, celebrating the release. I imagine it will be unbelievably loud. All right, that's it. I apologize to all the artists who were not included this week. Lava Gulls, Styrofoam Winos, Ian Ferguson, I got my eye on you. Just be patient. Anyone else that might like to be included on the show, hit us up at We Own This Town on the old social networks. That's Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Find us on Apple Music, Spotify, Google Play, Overcast, TuneIn, Stitcher, etc. The music bed for this show is from Upright T-Rex Music. Find them at uprighttrexmusic.com. Thanks for listening. Talk at you next time. Bye.